This is Long-Term Care Connections for November 8, 2023. Brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. National Healthcare Safety Network is hosting their monthly user group call this Thursday, November 9, at 11 a.m. To register for the call or to view NHSN's informational flyer on technical assistance and support for SNF facilities, visit this issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. Shape workforce policy. Participate in the Health Workforce Sentinel Network. The deadline to complete the Sentinel Network survey is this Friday, November 10. Your voice matters in shaping healthcare in Washington. You will improve policymakers' understanding of Washington's health workforce needs by completing this brief survey. Your participation will drive meaningful change, inform statewide planning, and help you gain valuable insights for responding to health workforce challenges. For more information or for the direct link to the survey, visit this issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. Attention nursing home administrators, there are new proposed rules changes to licensing standards. The Washington Nursing Home Administrator Board governs the practice of skilled nursing facility administrators in Washington. The board has issued draft rules related to this licensure. This proposal includes language changes for application requirements, administrator in training requirements, requirements for reactivation of a license, health equity, continuing education, and requirements for a temporary practice permit for interim placement. Your comments must be submitted by November 13 to be considered. Visit waca.org for further details and a link to the proposed rule changes. Here is this week's association news. In today's grassroots update, it's time to act on assisted living funding. Governor Inslee is at work now, developing the first of three budget proposals that will ultimately be considered by the legislature. Which means now is our first big opportunity to advocate for funding in the state budget. The labor component of assisted living Medicaid rates is discounted to only cover 79% of costs. That shortfall means providers can't recruit and retain enough quality staff and are forced to turn away residents reliant on Medicaid. We are urging Governor Inslee and state legislators to support full funding for assisted living wages in the governor's proposed budget. Here's how you can help be part of the solution by sending a message to Governor Inslee and your legislators. Visit this issue of LTC Connections online for a link to an easy, one-step form. You can also download, print, and share our flyer in your building and your newsletters. If you want to go above and beyond, consider innovative ways to incentivize advocacy. Like the team at Heritage House Morton, who have driven over 30 messages on a single issue by offering small fun rewards for engagement. Please contact Eric at ericnegemir@waca.org for support in any of your advocacy efforts. Thank you for submitting comments to CMS. The comment period for CMS's proposed SNF staffing mandate has now ended, and the WACA staff thanks you for making your voice heard. Washington State delivered 211 comments opposing this dangerous rule, making an important contribution to a dialogue that saw over 40,000 comments submitted nationwide. This issue is only one in a constellation of regulatory and legislative developments that affect you and your residents every day. The WACA staff is committed to ensuring you are aware of these issues and are supported in advocating on them. Thank you for your continued engagement as we advocate with our state's legislature in the coming months. Spaces are filling up. Register for Care Academy today. Starting December 5th, WACA is offering a valuable multi-session virtual experience for assisted living facilities. This Washington State-specific course is designed to introduce wellness department leaders to the regulations and wellness-related expectations in the assisted living setting. Nurses, lead caregivers, and other long-term care workers who are new to wellness departments in assisted living facilities will find the Care Academy experience especially rewarding. Plus, participants will earn 17 CEUs from this intensive workshop. Register today on waca.org/calendar. HCS Assisted Living Salary and Benefits Study. Hospital and Healthcare Compensation Service has extended the deadline to participate in their NCAL-supported study to November 20. There is no cost to participate. The questionnaires can be downloaded from this issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. Last year's report contained data from over 1,100 assisted living, residential care, and personal care facilities nationwide. The results will be published in January 2024. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Thursday, November 9th. The Unexpected Benefits of Client-Centered Care, Pain Reduction, Skin Integrity, and Reduced Falls. This is a WACA webinar with special reduced rate for members. Wednesday, November 29th. An opportunity for providers to connect virtually with RCS leadership to learn more about their strategies and to share issues and challenges providers face. Ask questions and get answers. Registration for this event is free, and sessions are available for both skilled nursing and assisted living providers. Tuesday, December 5th kicks off the Assisted Living Care Academy. This expansive four-part training is held entirely virtually. Save the date! WACA's virtual winter conference will be held from January 30th through February 1st. Watch your inbox for more details and registration information in the coming weeks. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the education calendar on waca.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.